Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 8:40 on this Wednesday morning. You know, the Rotary Club in Fort Gratiot is a pretty active group. They've got a lot going on. Joining us right now is one of the board members of the Fort Gratiot Rotary, Bonnie Barrett. Good morning, Bonnie.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. I know you didn't call in to wish Charlie a happy birthday, but we could say happy birthday to your husband, can't we?
Oh, that is so kind. He'll love it.
I'm sure he will. What do you got going on with the Fort Gratiot Rotary these days? I know you guys meet weekly. You've got a lot of activities, don't you?
We do. We are some busy people. Right now, we do meet weekly in person now, and we have really stimulating meetings with some fellowship and a speaker. And right now, one of the main projects we're working on is a fundraiser coming up this Sunday, which is a sporting clay shoot. And we use that to sponsor tutoring. We have a huge initiative in sponsoring children who have fallen behind. A lot of it is related to the pandemic, and we're very dedicated to it.
That's fantastic. Yeah, that's so important. You know, you mentioned, yes, we meet in person, and that was something that nobody was doing for a long time. How did the Fort Gratiot Rotary make it through the pandemic years?
You know, we did pretty well. I kind of liked attending meetings in my pajamas, but
right.
we really went to full-on virtual meetings, and then as we progressed through things, we went to a hybrid. And so some members were virtual and some were in person. And then we've gone now to full in person, which is really delightful.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it's all about. Tell us a little bit more about the Rotary. For people that aren't familiar with what Rotary is all about, I mean, you gave us, I think, a good example of what a Rotary Club does. You know, you have a fundraiser like the Sporting Clays this weekend where you raise money for a community need. That's kind of what Rotary is all about, isn't it?
It is. Rotary is an international service club. I'm proud to have been a member for quite some time now. And locally, we do a lot of local projects. Of course, tutoring, which I mentioned, which is a huge initiative. We also are very engaged with Mid-City Nutrition, both financially and in person. Just last Saturday, we did highway cleanup. We also do a lot with gardens. We have a butterfly garden. We have benches that you'll see various places. We have a chronolog, I'm not sure exactly, but that has something to do with taking pictures in the park and posting them. And we're just busy. We're real involved with the other local Rotary clubs. We participate in the parade and just it seems like we're constantly busy. And then what I also love about it is the international part, because as I've done a little traveling, I see Rotary schools, I see Rotary parks. I've attended some Rotary meetings internationally and, real involved in polio and clean water and literacy and parks all over the world.
It's fantastic. What does it take to become a member of the Fort Gratiot Rotary? And you mentioned that you have weekly meetings. Where do you meet and when do you meet and how does somebody become a member?
Well, we're always welcoming membership. We meet on Friday mornings at 7:30. Early for a lot of people, but I always liked that in my working days because I did it before I got engaged in the work process and couldn't tear myself away. So we meet currently at Mercy Village at the north end behind ABC Warehouse. We have a lovely breakfast. My grandson has been there and he loves those breakfasts. And then we have a lot of fellowship, a lot of updates. And then most every week we have a stimulating speaker. We've learned a lot about different community agencies and it's always fun. And we pretty much wrap up by 8:30 so everybody can get off to where they need to be.
There you go. Sounds like a good plan. The Sporting Clays this Sunday. Tell us more about that if somebody's interested in getting involved.
Okay. Well, I can say that we had this is our second annual. I can say last year, I don't know a whole lot about Sporting Clays, but it seemed like a really, really fun event with good participation. I see that I looked ahead at the weather, and it looks like it's supposed to be promising for Sunday. hold it out at Foursquare Conservation Club. And let's see, it's $90 to participate. And the 11:30 is sort of the start of event. Shooting games begin, and then there's registration. We do have a lunch, and then they go about their shooting sporting clays, and then they have a dinner afterwards and awards. And it just looked like a really fun event, a lot of participation and enthusiasm last year. So I'm looking forward to the same thing this year.
Absolutely. How does somebody go about signing up? Can they just show up at the event?
The way to go about it right at this point in time is to contact Jess, who is the person who's the chairman of it. And that's Jess, not Jeff. I do have her number here. It's 810-300-5072. We also do have a presence on Facebook, so that's really easy to find. If there's questions, we'll try to address those. So we do have a number of fantastic local sponsorships for which we're really grateful, and it certainly was an awesome event last year, and we're hoping for the same thing again this year. But yes, there's still time to sign up.
All right, very good. Yeah, go to Facebook, Rotary Club of Fort Gratiot, and you'll find all the information about the Fort Gratiot Rotary there. Bonnie, great talking to you. Thanks so much for telling us about it.
Okay, thanks for having me, Paul.
Right,
have a great day.
You too. We'll talk again soon. Okay.